We're reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 6, Part 16, page 1948, the three, Olamot, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, Adam 99. You can send us your questions to Kabda TV. Selected questions will be in the course of the lesson. Adam 99, the words of the Ari. Know that so is the matter in the noon prayer of good days, as explained, because the additional prayer of Shabbat and the noon prayer of good day are equal in the matter of the ascent of the Olamot. It turns out that what was done when Adam was created, that was prior to the first half of the sixth day, was now made in the prayer, the additional prayer of Shabbat. Moreover, now in the additional prayer of Shabbat, it was made by the actions of the low ones in their prayer. But then they used to rise on their own that ascent without the actions of the low ones.
There was no man, no Adam, no shattering, no nothing.
Because Adam was not created yet. Moreover, then two Bechinot rose, the internality and the externality of the worlds completely.
Meaning the world and the place of the world.
But now in the additional prayer of Shabbat, only the internality of the Olamot rises, but the externality of the Olamot remains in its place, and they have no ascent, not even on Shabbat. Because if also the externality would rise, we would have seen with our eyes the ascent of the Olamot, how they rise from how they used to be on weekdays, but the ascent of the internality of the Olamot is not apparent and seen to the eye, even though it does rise, and remember that. And read in the Gate of Intentions, in the portion of the order of the division of the morning prayer of the weekdays, because there it also explains those portions.
Meaning, Adam was created, the world's Olamot stood, rather ended at Chazev Yetzirah, the place of Chazev Yetzirah. Then came an awakening from above, an addition of light, and all the worlds ascended. And Adam, that was created inside of them, also ascended because he was a result of the world, of the worlds. By ten sefirot. And then when there were 16 sefirot that stuck up from Parsan below, then these ascended to Chazer Bria. And then there's a question. Is there an additional ascent before the Shabbat, where the bottom six of Asiya also rise to Atzilut? However it may be, the internality of the worlds, which are the worlds themselves and Adam inside of them, they are connected to the externality of the worlds, which is the place. So both of them rise together because it comes from Malchut of Ein Sof. Because the light that comes as the light of Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction, and later it is divided to the second restriction. Therefore, everything that existed below the Tabur of Ak, meaning Nekudot of Sag, which is the place of the worlds, these also ascend and descend. Whereas after the sin, the soul of Adam Rishon and the worlds of Abiya, in which he sinned, they disconnected from the place of the worlds, which are Nekudot of Sag, and there's no connection between them. Nekudot of Sag, the place of the worlds, remained in their place, their position, from the general Tabu till the general Siyum, and the worlds of Abiyah inside this place. And the soul of Adam HaRishon, the shattered soul, later when it's corrected, they move, they ascend and descend inside this place without any connection with the place. Like in an elevator that moves inside a building. Is that clear? Good. Read again, and we'll move ahead.
Again, item 99. And know that so is the matter in the prayer of, in the noon prayer of good days, as explained. Because the additional prayer of Shabbat and the noon prayer of good day, they are both equal in the matter of the ascent of the worlds. It turns out that what was made then, when Adam was created, which was prior to the first half of the sixth day, was now made in the additional prayer of Shabbat. Moreover, now in the additional prayer of Shabbat, it was made by the actions of the low ones in their prayer. But then they used to rise on their own, the same ascent, without the actions of the low ones, because Adam was still not created. Moreover, then two Bechinot rose, the internality and the externality of the Olamot entirely. But now, in the additional prayer of Shabbat, only the internality of the Olamot rises, but the externality of the Olamot remains in its place, and they have no ascent, not even on Shabbat. Because if also the externality would rise, meaning we would have seen with our eyes the ascent of the Olamot, how they rise from how they used to be during the weekdays. But the ascent of the internality of the Olamot is not apparent and seen to the eye, even though it does rise, and remember that. And read in the Gate of Intentions in the portion of the order of the division of the morning prayer of weekdays, because there it explains those portions as well.
Look what it says here. The line, but the prayer, the additional prayer that was done by the act of the lower ones in their prayer. What does it mean by the action of the lower ones? We learn that all the ascents of the Shabbat are from an awakening from above. Like a holiday, a good day, like all the hours of the day and night, all sorts of the portions of the night and so on. It's all done by the general force of reality is in our world. These astronomical forces, you know, the sun, the moon, and so on. This is the externality of the world. They move and they determine. Also in spirituality, that same sun, moon, etc., they move and they determine. Shabbat, that's an awakening from above. Why is he saying that and the additional prayer was done by the action of the lower ones in their prayer? So leave it as a question. Rabash would linger on that. Because Shabbat is by the upper one. And here it's seemingly showing we have... So our participation in Shabbat, we'll learn about it. He who did not labor on the eve of Shabbat, what will he eat on Shabbat? We'll learn about it. But the Shabbat, nevertheless, is awakening from above. Item 100. Kiev.
Вот, то есть начиная с четырех стадий распространения прямого света, ведь свет.
Starting from four phases of direct light, the light and the kli, they were always tied together in some mutual action. And here, for a system that exists, comes an additional of light. What is this additional of light, and which kelim does it come to?
You said beautifully. What are you saying? All the time they are bundled together. So if they are bundled together, how can one be first and then the other is second? There's light and vessel. So if they're together, they're together. One and the first and the second and the first. Specifically because there is a separation between them. They separated, they broke, shattered and moved apart from one another, they have the ability to influence one another. And in this influence on one another, there is an empty space where there could be the created being that could play with these two parts, the light and the vessel. You asked beautifully. They're not bundled together any longer. They're interdependent, yes. But how to awaken one by the other, and how specifically by the disconnection in the middle. And what is it? The middle third of Tiferet. Then man has an opportunity to participate, and from the middle third of Tiferet to determine his place as the creator, because he's in the on the good side, the upper third of the goof, and the bad side, the lower third of the goof, and then he determines in the middle. He wants to be like the upper force. And what is the middle third of Tiferet, the upper force? This is something that is seemingly above the ten sefirot. Not in this and not in that. Neither in this nor in that. Meaning when we speak of the thought of creation, something that is in the concealed keter, as a part of the keter that's concealed, then the creator, the creature, attains, builds, establishes such a discernment in the middle third of Tiferet. Next, item 100. Hold on, Jerusalem.
What's the connection between the correction of the souls to the ascent of the worlds?
There's the correction of the souls by the ascent of the worlds. This is called awakening from above. Of course, these worlds don't ascend or descend, but only with respect to the feeling to their influence on the souls. You speak only with respect to the person who attains. And there's correction that is done by an awakening from below. And the combination of the two, this is what's important. We don't need to try and do everything by an awakening from below. We are going to participate in creation out of trying to give contentment. And if on the other way around, we obligate the Creator to work on us, because by that He's giving contentment, then our whole goal is for Him to work on us, work on us, work on us. We should ask of Him. By that, we give pleasure. Let's continue.
Item 100. And what happened when Adam was created after the second half of the sixth day, when he entered Gan Eden? Now happened by the actions of the lower ones in the repetition of the noon prayer of Shabbat, which is the purpose of the ascent. The lower ones don't have the strength to raise the olamot more than this ascent, which is that Zer Anpin rises until Dikna Der Anpin, as explained, and so forth, until it turns out that the last six of Asiya are in the place of the first six of the current Bria. Again. And what happened when Adam was created after the second half of the sixth day, when he entered Gan Eden. It now happened by the actions of the lower ones in the repetition of the noon prayer of Shabbat, which is the purpose of the ascent. The lower ones don't have the strength to raise the Olamot more than this ascent, which is that Zer Anpin rises until Dikna the Arich Anpin, as explained, and so forth. Until it turns out that the last six of Asiya are in the place of the first six of the current Bria.
Okay, these are the ascents. And what was done when Adam was created after the first half of the sixth day, the fifth hour of the sixth day, when he entered Gan Eden, the Garden of Eden, the world of Atzilut, he ascended there. He became now, after the shattering, by the actions of the lower ones. When the prayer of the midday of Shabbat returned, then he entered Gan Eden, Garden of Eden. These ascents to the world of Atzilut, the midday prayer of Shabbat is the highest ascent, which is the essence or the purpose of the ascent. That's why it's written this way, where there is no additional force in the lower ones to raise the worlds more than this ascent, or higher than this ascent. This is because Zer Anpin is rising to Dikna of Arich Anpin, until you find that the bottom six of Asiya are in the place of the first six of Bria of now. Still, they protrude below the pulse of Atzilut. But all the worlds, they descended, and then they ascend 24 Sfirot. Only the lower six remain this way. Okay, next questions.
This concept of prayer keeps repeating itself here, and it has a lot of weight here about the action of the ascent of the Olamot.
As if on Shabbat there should not be a prayer, because prayer is a rising of a deficiency. How can there be deficiency on Shabbat? Be grateful, not something you can do. Meaning, we should understand what are the prayers of Shabbat.
That's exactly my question.
That's why it's written, the prayer of weekday should not be as the prayer of Shabbat. That's a separate study. We'll get to it, but based on our states.
So, can you explain this notion of prayer? Who prays? Who prays here?
Raising of man.
Who prays? Because this is a system of forces. This is a force that...
What do you mean? The soul raises the deficiency because it needs to receive a certain force to be corrected, to perform the action.
And raising a deficiency, that is considered a prayer?
A prayer is man, raising of the deficiency.
Yeah, but in that system of forces, the prayer itself, is it a force? When it is said that we raise a prayer,
when I connect to Abba, and I tell him, Abba or Dad, in this case, help me please, this is called a prayer.
That's in our world.
This is in the upper world.
In the upper world, in that system that we read on,
yes, when I connect to Abba.
So who is me?
The soul, the deficiency, the desire.
That exists here in that system that we read about?
What is here?
Here, when we read about raising a prayer, and as a result, the lower ones raise a prayer and raise the Olamot.
I'm in a state called Shabbat. I don't know, that's how it is. Shabbat. What is Shabbat? I'm lacking nothing, except to give gratitude. Gratitude to the Creator. To lagid baboker chasdecha, to say your praises in the morning. That's it. Because the ascent was done by the Creator, and I suddenly feel myself ascending degrees, I'm rising, I'm attaining more, I'm feeling more. I feel how all this reality is full of the upper force, wholeness of everything. If before I felt all sorts of problems, deficiencies, lack of connection between the actions and my life and everyone else's, now I see, no, everything is falling into place, everything is connected, everything is coming to a single system, everything is in harmony. So what is my deficiency? I want to be grateful and to have the strength for it, to know this wholeness and to be grateful for it. Yeah, I feel that then, as a result of the ascent, I have such a deficiency, such a lack.
So everything that is happening here happens in me?
Where else? I don't understand.
We read about a state which happened. I don't know if there is time in spirituality. There isn't. But reading about a specific time, but I'm looking at it as if it happens from in me. What is this in me? From which angle am I looking at it?
Don't take too many details because you're certainly unable to work with them. Very simply, I felt today a certain sense of exhilaration. I started to feel that various connections in creation, how much things are connected to one another. Yesterday it was very hard for me. Yesterday I was disappointed of my life. They called me from the bank that there is a problem. I went to court. I went to the police. A doctor said I have to take another medication, and if it's not going to work, a surgery. All sorts of things on all sides. I did a few stupid things 10, 20 years ago, and today it's coming to light and they want to hang me for it. There's such things appear. I felt the world so dark, I would be better off dead. Really, disappointment on all sides. Today, I don't know what changed. I feel so, everything is perfect, everything is connected. I understand why it happened then, why it's happening now, because there is now besides him, he spun all those things and he finished this action today, and I feel everything, why is it happening, and I'm justifying him and I love him, and I then understand why he did all those things to me all those years ago, and I only now I come to a state which is all Shabbat, this wholeness, completion of everything. So one who did not labor on the eve of Shabbat, who went through all those things in darkness and exertion, he has nothing to eat on Shabbat. He doesn't feel this wholeness, harmony between all the states, the good and the bad. Okay? No, it's possible he didn't perform that many transgressions in the past. It's a shame.
I'm a bit confused because you give me an explanation from our world.
Yeah, this world.
And I'm trying to hold on to...
He's explaining to you, where do you receive, where you are in our world, where do you receive this illumination from? From above, from Gav Atzilut. Even from Rosh of Atzilut. Rosh of Atzilut. Then Zeranpin goes up to Rosh of Arichanpin. Understand what we're talking about? There are such ascents.
And those ascents are a result of that prayer that is written here?
Yes. where all week long you were praying to do some good to the Creator, and now He will be a living, great living God, and because in your eyes He is in the Osh of Vayel Chalpin, and so the Alpin is in this Osh, and you, as a Malchut, you're looking at it, at Him, how much He grew in your eyes.
And in my prayer, I move the worlds?
Of course, who else?
So I'm a force in that system.
Of course, the innermost force. I see that you're happy. Didn't understand, but let it be so, as long as it's so. Moscow? I have a new question mark.
What it says here in item 100, that the lower ones receive forces from Shabbat. It means the previous Shabbat?
No, no, we're talking about the current state where man now, by his work, he who did not labor on the eve of Shabbat, what will he eat on the day of Shabbat? He labored, he produced various deficiencies, the correct ones, and then he receives by an awakening from below, his awakening from below, he collected them from throughout the 6 days of the week. Now he receives an answer, a response. He collected this awakening from below, he's now receiving an awakening from above. The light comes, and it raises him and the worlds he's in to a certain degree. Because ultimately, during the weekdays, he received a negative awakening from above in order to process it and to raise it in the correct way from within him. Let's say he received certain blows, certain disappointments, certain, as we said, doctor, police, bank, and so on and so forth, all those things. Also disappointments at work, the connection in society, various such things. And if he flipped them, inverted them, meaning he arranged them the other way, meaning instead of ascribing these deficiencies and problems to himself, he regretted why, on top of those, he couldn't give thanks to the Creator, respect the Creator, bestow to the Creator. If this was his question, meaning he raised man, he asked, give me the possibility, on top of all the problems and troubles that you are bringing me throughout the week, in order for me to correct my vessel. So he raised man for correction. And after some time goes by, 6 days or 6,000 years, the seventh millennium, and then he receives in return the day of Shabbat, or the end of correction called Shabbat. It's the same system. New York?
Hello, New York. All those troubles are revealed. Hello? So when all those troubles are revealed to me, how is it turned to be that I don't reveal it as a tyranny, that the Creator is revealed as a great tyrant, the tyrant that does all these things to me, but as the good that does good?
No, you must say that, of course, it comes to me from above. It's a revelation. The broken vessels are my less than good actions, less than good qualities, everything the Creator does to me, it comes to me from the root of my soul. Even from the beginning, from before creation, it was planned this way. There's nothing new for each and every one. It doesn't matter which actions a person does. It is all planned and comes down on him. Where are we? Either we are sensitive to it and we raise man, or we disregard this and we do not raise man. This is our work only. That's why it says Torah wasn't given to anyone but those who eat man. That's it. This is the work of the middle third of Tiferet. But in truth, according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, not what people talk about on the street, anything and everything that is happening to me existed in the root of the soul, the drop of semen from which I developed. Truly so. There's nothing new in it. There's nothing new under the sun. That's how we should accept everything. Otherwise, what is this can be called? Is there's no one besides him? New York.
Yeah, but still, my question is, how do I see him as good that does good? I feel the trouble. I see myself being in jail, for instance, because something I've done 20 years ago.
Again?
Yes.
So you true. Said that the greatness is revealed to me. But my question is how that greatness is not the tyranny. How do I see him as good that does good? How do I see in those actions the goodness of the Creator?
I need to
rise above my feelings, my beastly feelings. Above that, I need to be adhered not into the action that is now going over me, but the giver of the action, the one who does it, the Creator. And then I will feel, instead of the action itself, which is bad, unpleasant, shame and disappointment and humiliation, instead of it, I'll feel myself honored. Because if I'm looking at what's going over me as his actions, by his own hands, both day and night come from him, and I was rewarded with connecting it back to him, then instead of humiliation and shame, I feel honored. But it's because I'm adhered to my intention. And even by that, in that, there's lishma and lo lishma. Meaning, do I use what is now before me and I'm adhered to the Creator and enjoy? I'm willing to receive all those humiliations, or I'm telling them neither them nor their reward. And there is work here. Need to scrutinize it, but the line is clear. We have to be aimed at there is none besides him. Oh, have a guest. Nice.
Раф, во время подъема, когда человек ощущает подъем, пробуждение свыше, он благодарит.
When a person feels elation and awakening, when a person feels an awakening from above and he feels pleasure as a result,
and
then he realizes that he feels this pleasure in him, and it appears as egoism.
И он идет к цели творения, творец наслаждается. Здесь тоже раскрывается эгоизм, потому что я внутри себя это отношу к Творцу.
And when he tries to think that actually the Creator enjoys him, that he is going towards the purpose of creation, then again the egoism is revealed because I feel it in me.
I'll tell you, but it's still far from us. It's written about it, and that pleasure is also for the Creator. Specifically, where is it written? Shamati number 5. What does it mean? That all the pleasures that I receive from, in order to bestow, in order to receive, doesn't matter from what, they must be felt as pleasure that I bestow to the Creator, and not as pleasure that is going through me. It's going through me. The purpose of creation is to feel the pleasure, but in order to bestow. It's far from us. It's a very high degree.
Вот этот эгоизм, который раскрывается, что это ради себя все-таки в итоге получается, это отстраняет тогда сразу, как будто прекращается эта благодарность, благословение Творца, что вот поднял меня, и раскрывается, что ради себя.
This revelation that all of a sudden I see that I do all that for me, which is my ego, suddenly it distances you away from gratitude and that desire to do good to the Creator.
I would recommend not to stop. If I feel pleasure, even if I feel pleasure, the act itself, is it against the group or for the group? If the group, the action is a result of bestowal to the group, I go and I enjoy it. But is your pleasure in order to receive or in order to bestow? In order to receive. But it's permitted. Permitted. Because it's inside the group. There are many scrutinies here. You're asking about receiving in order to bestow. And this is a problem. Nevertheless, we'll come to a state where the intention will be entirely in order to bestow, in order that in Him our heart will rejoice, all in the Creator, beginning of creation, middle and end of creation, all in Him. And then the pleasure is infinite, unlimited. It will be.
It's from Shamati number 5. Lishma is an awakening from above, and why do we need an awakening from below? Before, which is the beginning of his work, he had no pleasure, but his work was in way of coercion. However, later on, when he already accustomed himself to work in order to bestow, and not to look at himself if he feels flavor in the work, rather he believes that he is working, so because with his work he brings contentment to the Creator, and one should believe that the Creator accepts the work of the low ones, and it doesn't matter how much and what is the way of their work and everything. The Creator looks at the intention, and from that there is contentment to the Creator. Then a person is rewarded and delights on the Creator. Also, during the work of the Creator, he will feel good and pleasure, since now one works truly for the Creator, because the exertion he gave during coercion qualifies a person to be able to truly work for the Creator. It follows that even then the pleasure he receives is for the Creator, meaning specifically for the Creator. Can you hear me? What's the principal difference between an ascent of Shabbat to ascent of holidays or good days?
Why are you not asking on the matter at hand? Kiev.
Здесь у меня не будет не по сути. Вот говорилось о том, что минха в Шаббат самый большой подъем.
It was said that the noon prayer of Shabbat is the greatest ascent. So the question is, we have the Shabbat lessons and we truly feel them as the greatest ascent and the connection between the friends. Is there a connection here between a root and a branch?
Neither a root nor branch. Root and branches, when we're connected to it, we're still not in it. That's why we should not depict it in this way, as if seemingly we're already working inside the system. Rather, a judge has only what his eyes can see. When we enter the system, when you'll be able to know what is good, what is bad, the intentions, ascents, descents, then accordingly we can interpret what are the ascents of Shabbat, ascents of the weekdays. What's the difference between each and every minute? What's happening in those 24 hours and the minutes and the seconds and the months and the years? Those are all changes in this, in our states towards Malchut Ein Sof, or compared to Malchut Ein Sof. And why do we have such a cycle of the yearly cycle, Shana, year, from the word Shane, that repeats, also Shinui, change that repeats. So we will see those things. How do we enter the cycle of Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut of the world of Atzilut? How they, Zat of Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut, how they arrange these states towards the souls? I once thought of doing such a demonstration. We have these three cylinders, one inside the second, inside the third, and there's a slit in the side of each cylinder, and inside there's a lamp, because it's hard for a person to imagine such states. Kiev.
No, we already asked our question. Thank you.
I'm asking, just ask according to the text, more or less. Otherwise, I will not answer. It will be unpleasant. Unpleasant to the asker and unpleasant to me for not answering. Okay, Nepper.
It's a question about the middle third of Tiferet, how to look for it. It turns out that the more I'm concerned for my friends, then the closer I get to the middle third of Tiferet. The free choice is the concern for the friends. And also, man, it turns out that I have to ask to be in a greater concern for the friends. And in what is this concern? I need to know what's going on with them. How is this connection? How should I build it? I'm dependent in everyone's work. I can somehow choose how to control that state to be in a greater concern for the friends.
What do your friends want? The end of correction. You need to provide to them the end of correction. That's it. See, talk less. 101.
Item 101. And we don't have the strength anymore to raise the last six of Asiya in the world of Atzilut at no time, none whatsoever. And the rest of the mitzvot and the seventh mitzvah explains the reason for the descent of the Olamot, which was to sort out the scrutinies of the Melachim who descended there again. And we don't have the strength anymore to rise the last six of Asiya to the world of Atzilut in no time, none whatsoever. And in the rest of the mitzvot, and the seventh mitzvah explains the reason for the descent of the Olamot, which was to sort out the scrutinies of the Melachim who descended there.
Okay, there's a question here. If Adam HaRishon would wait until the Shabbat enters, and then there would be another ascent, and the worlds would continue to ascend to Atzilut, then he would reach the end of correction. But how would he reach the end of correction if he didn't shatter, if he didn't get mixed with those parts that you can't raise? Meaning, we see from this order that he must reach a state where he is seemingly corrected, except for the stony heart. What is the stony heart? Those bottom six sefirot of Asiya that protrude from the world of Atzilut down below, instead of the first, in the place of the first six of Briah, those sefirot They make up the vessels of the stony heart that we must scrutinize. So it's mandatory for Adam HaRishon to go from his bestow in order to bestow. He has to sin in order to mix all his corrected vessels, the first nine, with the uncorrected malchut, stony heart. And with that, we begin to correct everything that can be corrected from the connection between them. Nevertheless, after he scrutinizes the parts that can be scrutinized from the klipot, what we have in the klipot is the stony heart, the malchut of malchut, that you cannot correct, and it is corrected when in Rav Pali Mekabtziel all the corrections together assemble, and then it is corrected. But it's not by us. It's by Rav Pali Mekabtziel. It's a certain action.
102. Now you can see how much the sin of Adam Rishon caused the lowering of the Olamot, such deep descent. Because now we cannot raise the Olamot, not even in the noon prayer of Shabbat, rather as they were there in the additional prayer of Shabbat in twilight. And specifically in all the aforementioned divisions, then it was made on its own. And also the externality of the Olamot rose.
The place of the worlds is the meaning.
However, now, as mentioned, this is one big corruption which was caused in all four Olamot Abia.
Okay.
Now you can see how much the sin of Adam caused the descent of the Olamot, such deep descent. For now, we cannot raise the Olamot, not even in the noon prayer of Shabbat, rather as they were then in the additional prayer of Shabbat in twilight, and specifically in all the aforementioned divisions. Then it happened on its own. And also the externality of the Olamot rose. However, now, as mentioned, it is one big corruption which was caused in all four worlds Abia.
Questions? Peter?
The question is, if you should depict for yourself every time the ascent of Shabbat as an action from above, it seems like a machine working, but on our part, every time the ascent changes, what changes from one ascent to another?
For a week, but don't connect it with our week. It's not astronomy or a calendar on the wall that we do something day after day. In spirituality, it's a totally different calculation. So we're not even in the states of days and nights and all those states of spirituality. Just understand that when we are trying to now enter Ibu, then in Ibu, it has days and nights of its own, different. Such meaning, the upper one seemingly performs acts of day and night, but they are not true day and night, but rather like an embryo in his mother's womb. But does he feel day and night? Rather, there's some cyclical quality, but it's totally different. It's expressed through the metabolism, the changes, the cycles of the flow of blood. When the mother sleeps, when the mother is awake. And those things are a little different than what we are learning about here. So, don't think we are in it 6 days of the week and the Shabbat. it's good to think about it, but don't imagine that we are in it. Okay? Saba, you are jumping up.
We learned before that the stony heart, Leva Even, is concealed in Radla.
I don't know about that. Okay, let's say.
We also we have to correct by the name Leva Even, stony heart. So what's the connection?
Every discernment which is still not clarified belongs to the stony heart, and at the end of correction, the end of the corrections, whatever is left that we're unable to correct, will also be called the stony heart. The thing is, what comes first, the light or the vessel? The light. The light clarifies, sorts the vessels, connects the vessels, corrects the vessels. Everything is done by the light. So if the light is not revealed yet, but only to the 99% of the corrections, and the light of the additional 1% has not been revealed, it will be, but not yet, then we can't correct it. Therefore, how to say it? Anything that is not scrutinized, sorted, you can say this is the stony heart. But what's remains in the end is the result that you can't touch it, you can't come to it by yourself. Because this is you, seemingly. The stony heart is you. I've created the evil inclination. We'll have to correct it. I'm not an expert in that just yet. We'll come to it together. And more?
103. Adam 103. He caused a second corruption in his own accord, because at first his degree was much greater.
Adam HaRishon's.
Because even when he was just created, his degree was greater than the degree of the current Matat.
Because he was born in Atzilut.
Because Matat is only in Yetzirah. And Adam HaRishon was then, his Rosh was in Olam HaBri'ah, which was in the place of Zer Anpin of the current Atzilut. And the Siyum of the lower Parakin of his Raglaim were in the last six of Asiyah, were then in the place of the first six of the current Yetzirah. More so, in the last two Bechinot, the second and third, then even his Raglaim were inside Olam HaAtzilut. And he could also rise much greater ascent by his prayers on the day of Shabbat if he wouldn't have sinned.
How could he ascend? That's not clear. If he wouldn't sin, and also many ascents. There are things here that are not, we don't understand. We'll attain and understand again.
He caused a second corruption on his own accord, because at first his degree was much greater, because even when he was just created, his degree was greater than the degree of the current Matat. Because Matat is only in Yetzirah. And Adam HaRishon, his Rosh was then in Olam HaBri'ah, which was in the place of Zer Anpin of the current Atzilut. And the Siyum of the lower Prakim of his Raglaim, which are in the bottom six of Asiyah, were then in the first six of the current Yetzirah. Even more so, in the last two Bechinot, the second and third, then even his Raglaim were inside Olam HaAtzilut. And he could also rise much greater ascents by his prayers on the Shabbat day if he wouldn't have sinned.
Okay. We'll go to the next part.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson, but before we do, let's sing a song together.
It was such a big change. I was about to jump in. A new chapter begins. Whoa, a whole new thing. I walked in. She gave me some water. Everyone was together, and I was there.